And according to this man's position, none of those Jewish women could remarry because they were always the put-away by a bill of divorcement. But my position is that they can marry if they're innocent and their husbands are guilty of adultery or fornication. And they can reject and they can repudiate and they can disavow their vows. Marriage is a covenant, friends, and it is a bond made in heaven. And the courts of men cannot join two together in heaven, neither can they unjoin two in heaven. God Almighty does that by His law, not by the laws of the land. Now, we should obey the laws of the land, as Romans 13 teaches. But you can go get a marriage license, and when you get it, you're still not joined in heaven, are you? Till you take the vows. You can go get a divorce papers. That doesn't mean necessarily that you're unjoined in heaven. You can still be joined in heaven and unmarried by civil law. So that's what this is all about. My position is on this Vietnam veteran. When he came home and he found his wife had divorced him and married to somebody else, he's the innocent one. And Matthew 19, verse 9, allows him to put her away and marry again. He can reject her. He can repudiate her. And that's what put away means. It comes from the Greek word apoluo, which means to dismiss from the house, to repudiate, according to Thayer's Greek English lexicon. Those are the facts. That's not about it, neighbor. That's exactly it. And this man says, no, if he remarried, why, he would be living in adultery. Now, do you believe that, friend? Jesus said that the innocent party may put away the guilty one who's guilty of fornication and marry again. That's my position, and that's what I've always preached,